Every year, thousands of American and international tourists pass through Cody as they leave or enter Yellowstone National Park. The summer tourism season officially starts May 1st when the East Gate opens. That's usually a busy time, but things might be different this year. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska explains.
Every year, during the first week of May, Cody changes from a sleepy western town to a bustling community filled with tourists. One place where this is most apparent is the Buffalo Bill Center of the West, where the five museums go from empty to crowded.
We rely so heavily on tourists.
That's Peter Siebert. He is the CEO and executive director of the center. He says the museum made the difficult decision to close its doors last week for the safety of its staff, but hopes to reopen soon.
Much hinges upon things like the opening of Yellowstone to the public, things like that, that are outside of our control. So while we may be open, but Yellowstone is closed, that will impact our visitation as well.
Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks announced earlier this week that they are closing to all visitors with no planned reopening date. Yellowstone Superintendent Cam Shawley says the decision came after discussions with representatives of area's communities.
It's been a lot about them wanting to make sure they've got the health care infrastructure necessary to care for the residents of the county and the communities. It's about the supplies, you know, food, the things that are being delivered to these rural communities, and ensuring that we don't have large numbers of visitors taking supplies that residents need.
Shawley says he realizes how economically important Yellowstone is to the neighboring communities, but closing the park now will have minimal impact.
The park is still about 90% under snow, and so the vast majority of the roads in the park weren't scheduled to open until at the earliest April 17th, and in some cases as late as May 1st. Most of the roads in Wyoming in the park are in that situation.
Park County Travel Council Executive Director Claudia Wade agrees. She says this will give them time to assess the situation.
These next 5 weeks will determine how much that affects us. The news release today said it was a temporary closing. There were no deadlines or discussion about how long that will be. So hopefully, as we know, everything changes pretty quickly with this COVID-19, and it's hard to say what 5 weeks will do.
Wade says they are paying attention to what health officials are recommending about social distancing and will follow their lead. So even if the East Gate opens May 1st as planned, COVID-19 has impacted the beginning of the summer season.
I believe there are a few cancellations into June, but we are hopeful that we can get things turned around, or things will be turned around in time for us to salvage the latter part of the summer and have a good fall travel season.
Cody Country Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Tina Hobel-Henrich agrees. She's cautiously optimistic that Wyoming will flatten the curve in the next couple of months, and then when regulations are loosened, people will want to come to the area.
We do see that families are, you know, getting stir-crazy and wanting to take advantage of the wide open spaces here in Wyoming and in Yellowstone.
But Park County Public Health Officer Dr. Aaron Billen says people should still be cautious, even if restrictions are removed.
People will start to forget the importance of social distancing, and they'll start thinking they can begin traveling again. As this tapers off, we think an influx of people into surrounding counties could bring the coronavirus from multiple other places, and we could see another spike in surrounding counties.
Billen says Yellowstone National Park itself employs hundreds of seasonal, international, and domestic employees, plus hundreds of thousands of tourists from all over the world will be in the region when the park is open. Billen says this influx of people will probably start arriving sometime in July.
This concerns us on two levels. Number one, they could bring the coronavirus from other locations and expose people who live and work here, and that with a big influx of tourist visitors, people who get sick here would then be subject to our resources here that probably will be stretched thin.
The problem is no one knows how long the pandemic will last. But most scientists and health experts agree. The best case scenario is It will be 12 to 18 months until a vaccine is developed. So, until then, it will have to be a balancing act between economic impact and the health and safety of residents. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kadalska at the Center of the West in Cody.